So here's another IHBS example. So IHBS worker met with Cindy's grandparents to discuss and review skills building with them and how to assist Cindy manage her angry outbursts at home. Grandparents report that Cindy has been throwing tantrums and kicking and punching her siblings. IHBS worker assisted grandparents and educated them in identifying situations that triggers Cindy's outbursts. Grandparents shared that Cindy's most recent angry outburst happened after her sibling told her she cannot play with them. IHBS worker and grandparents discussed alternative ways to deal with her frustration, such as talking to the client in a firm and calm voice. IHBS worker worked with grandparents in practicing preventative interventions, such as prompting client to take deep breaths if Cindy becomes agitated in a situation. IHBS worker will inform CFT members of the situation and recent events and recommend IHBS increase to 2 times a week from 1 time a week to increase support to grandparents in order to support Cindy with her anger management. So this is a session that reflects the collateral service component. The staff met with grandparents to address the client's progress and how she's been managing, as well as work with grandparents by providing psychoeducation and assisting them in identifying triggers to Cindy's outbursts. This session, as you can see, is very similar to the collateral sessions we are used to providing. But again, what makes this IHBS specific is that we are providing the service to a client with intensive needs, and we are also incorporating the CFT discussion. This note states that the need to discuss with the CFT members recommendations to increase support to grandparents and IHBS from 1 time a week to 2 times a week based on the challenges they've been experiencing with Cindy, therefore showing the collaborative piece with the CFT members, which is not something we usually see in our regular collateral sessions.